Montgomery County School Board. Coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store. Donald Trump's Wild Wednesday began with olive branches in Mexico City and ended with pointed arrows in Phoenix, all devoted to the topic of immigration.
Donald Trump traveling from the U.S. to Mexico and back on Wednesday, meeting with Mexico's president and displaying restraint and respect, even warmth.
Mr. President, I want to thank you.
That warmth heated way up in Arizona just hours later during Trump's fiery immigration speech.
There will be no amnesty.
Trump slamming the Obama administration, claiming they failed to understand the scale of the issue of undocumented immigrants in the U.S.
It could be 3 million, it could be 30 million. They have no idea what the number is.
Trump also going after Hillary Clinton.
She promises uncontrolled, low-skilled immigration.
I'm Reid Binion.
We told you yesterday about massive teleworking fraud discovered at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, news that federal managers did not find to be a surprise, frankly.
This has been a fear for the entire time that telework has been promoted as an option.
Because it's difficult to know if people are actually working when they say they are, according to Francis Rose with ABC 7's Government Matters. Rose says Congress may start regulating how teleworking is monitored, but the practice won't be ending anytime soon.
Federal agencies have built their offices for the 21st century, assuming that a certain percentage of the people won't be in the office on an ongoing basis.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It wasn't telework keeping Agriculture Department offices empty in five states this week, but threatening emails.
USDA spokesmen say the agency's offices in Hamden, Connecticut and Leetown, West Virginia will reopen today with security enhancements. Offices in Colorado, Maryland, North Carolina, and West Virginia reopened Wednesday after being closed Tuesday. Concerns were raised after several USDA employees received threatening emails. Facilities closed also included Forest Service and Food Safety and Inspection Service offices. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you watched last night's Redskins game, you saw the beginnings of Tropical Storm Hermine pounding the Gulf Coast with steady rain. There's now a tropical storm warning for much of the East Coast, and forecasters expect it to be a hurricane by the time Hermine makes landfall tonight or early tomorrow. The models are changing rapidly, but there's a chance the storm could foul up part of our weekend. Stay tuned for that. Residents left homeless and empty-handed after their homes exploded at the Flower Branch Apartments in Silver Spring earlier this month may benefit from a workshop being held today.
Seven people died in that apartment explosion, and it also left dozens with no home, no belongings, almost nothing except the clothes on their back that night.
We'll have people there that can help them with the understanding of what it takes to get back on their feet.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot says he wanted to pool federal, state, and local resources all in one place.
Dealing with how do these people get their feet back underneath them from a job and, you know, financial perspective.
He says they'll be there to give guidance and strategies.
Some of them don't have documents, but they still need help.
Starts at 11:30 this morning at the Piney Branch Recreation Center. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,400. The Nasdaq at 52,13. In sports, the Orioles nip the Phillies. The Nationals nip the Phillies for a three-game sweep. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and the Redskins scrubs beat the Buccaneers scrubs in a Tampa Bay downpour 20-13. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me, right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway topside, solid lineup right as you merge off in 95 to George Avenue. Already stacking up with our 29 delays, pushing into White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Pennsylvania Avenue in through town, the crash. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue now, Branch Avenue. Police at the scene, blocks the right lane. Outside of the Beltway on Route 4, slowing Woodyard to Dower House Road. Lanes reported open, just heavy volume. 66, that's been the crash. Eastbound 66 as you come up to 28 Centerville. Still all that activity again over to the right shoulder. Watch as you come out of Gainesville now. Solid lineup through Manassas and pushing up toward this crash again on the shoulder. Northbound 28 as you come up to the toll road crash that was quickly moved out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably better to talk about the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. Could have some impacts from a tropical system currently in the Gulf of Mexico. Today with a front coming in, just isolated showers, thunderstorms, and 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Haymarket, 70 in Damascus, 76 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
The time, 7:07. The station, WMAL. The show, Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, have we got plenty more to talk about this morning on a big news day. Coming up at 7:35, Montgomery County School Board President Michael Dorso to get his reaction to Larry Hogan's decision to push all school days back past Labor Day. 8:05, we're going to check in with Colonel Angela Holbrook, Garrison Commander at Fort Belvoir right here in the nation's capital. And then at 8:35, Jake Keffer, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Mr. President, I want to thank you. It's been a tremendous honor, and I call you a friend. Thank you.
And that is how Donald Trump ended his meeting with the president of Mexico in Mexico City earlier in the day. Most people say it was a pretty good day for him there. Then he goes to Phoenix and gives a big speech on immigration, sort of a 1-2 punch. Joining us on the line right now to give his assessment of how it was for Donald Trump yesterday, Matt Schlapp, who is, of course, the president of the ACU, the American Conservative Union. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Brian and Larry.
It's good to have you always. Okay, so look, you have the big meeting in Mexico. You have the speech later in Phoenix in which he outlines his immigration policy and renews, sort of a tough stance on immigration. How do you think it went, Matt?
I think yesterday was a pivotal point in the campaign. I think, first of all, the trip to Mexico was pure political genius. And also, I think that's the right tone for the relationship with a very important ally to the south of us, and I think the speech later in the day made it clear so we could stop all the speculation about this terrible P word, the pivot word. Will he pivot? I mean, I'm so tired of reading and hearing about that. You know, he made it very clear that his what he said he is going to do, he's going to do. He'll still have to get legislation through Congress, and he'll have to deal with a Senate that will not have 60 Republican votes, so the Democrats will be involved in this conversation. Donald Trump won't get everything he wants, but at least he's putting the principles out there and the types of policies he'd like to see.
Matt, it's interesting looking at what Donald Trump did yesterday, not just the trip down to Mexico City, which I think optically was a huge win, but also staying firm on his position on illegal immigration. In light of a couple of polls that just came out about Hispanic voters in America, the Washington Post just focused on this. When you break down the Hispanic vote into two categories, those who are Spanish-first Hispanics versus English-first Hispanics. With Spanish-first Hispanics, Clinton leads has an 80% approval rating, and Trump has an 11% approval rating. Now, that seems pretty bad. But when you look at English-dominant Hispanics, Clinton at 48, Trump at 41, there's really no discernible difference with English-speaking Hispanics and any other English-speaking American voter. Is Trump actually doing better with Latinos than people think?
I think that's probably the case, because I think, I don't know if he used exactly the right words, but what was woven throughout his speech in Arizona yesterday was the idea that, you know, we should reward those Hispanics who came here legally, and quite honestly, too many of them are struggling economically, because too many Americans are struggling economically. They haven't seen their economic prospects increase. They haven't seen their wages go up. They've seen their housing values and their pension values come down. So he's saying to these Hispanics who came here legally, I think our economic policies put you in serious jeopardy, and I want to change those. And look, Larry, when you point at the English first, Spanish first, in my household, Spanish is first when somebody's angry. And then I run immediately to the liquor cabinet, but that's a whole other story.
We should remind everyone that Matt's wife is Mercedes Schlapp, a very good friend of our show and a regular fill-in guest host, and she is Cuban-American. So I'm sure you hear some Spanish quite a bit, Matt.
I do. But the point is this, when you have states like Florida and Texas and even New Mexico, states that have huge Hispanic populations, you see Republicans sometimes getting majorities, getting very close to majorities in those states. States like New Mexico, I mean, the Spanish-speaking Hispanic heritage folks in New Mexico, many of them have been here longer than the longest Anglos in the country. Their history is goes back so far. So yes, I think you're looking at this right, Larry, which is there's all types of ways to appeal to the Hispanic community, and I think there is an upside to the idea that those who came here the right way should get the benefit of that.
Yeah. I opened up by saying you think it was a pivotal day, and I couldn't agree with you more. It comes at a time when we are starting to see some movement back toward Trump, and that the polls, by all accounts, the national polls, are tightening up. Donald Trump is still behind. He's got some work to do in some key battleground states, but does this help?
Yeah, this helps a lot. Now, look, the polls we're seeing today do not reflect yesterday. Think about that, Brian.
I know.
All the tightening is before this masterful stroke of going to Mexico and making Hillary Clinton look again like she's just being way too defensive. And I think that here's what I think these polls tell us. I always try to look at beyond the ballot. One thing on the ballot, look at the polls that have all four candidates, Trump, Clinton, Jill Stein, and Gary Johnson. You've got to have polls with all four candidates, because when the other two candidates, Johnson and Stein, are included, Hillary Clinton drops between 2 and 4 points. And by the way, they're going to be on the ballot, Jill Stein in almost every state and Gary Johnson in every state. So to look at two-way polls is a fiction. Second thing is you got to look at registered voters. It's time to get to that point where we start culling to a reasonable universe. But beyond all of that, here's the dynamic of this race. Hillary Clinton, now, I just saw new numbers this morning in all these polls, that she is considered less honest than Donald Trump in almost every poll now. And 70% of Americans think she's neither honest nor trustworthy. They don't want to vote for her, but they've got to know that Donald Trump is a responsible choice and a responsible vote. He's got to make them understand that he is that vote. If he does, he's going to win this race.
Talk to me about the Never Trump crowd and, of Republicans who Hillary Clinton's been spending a lot of time appealing to. Yesterday, her speech in Cincinnati almost sounded like she was trying to, she quotes Ronald Reagan all the time now. Is that working, or is that a waste of her time and money? Is it alienating the Bernie Sanders-type voters? And did yesterday's actions by Donald Trump actually appease some of the Never Trumpers or some of the more moderate voters who are concerned about him?
Look, I think, Hillary Clinton trotted out another former Bush administration official who's going to vote for her. If you noticed, Larry, most of these people who supposedly worked for President Bush, you've never heard of. And if you do know something about them, usually you realize that they're Democrats who for a period of time acted like they were Republicans to get a job and now are back to being Democrats. And I think she's trying to make more of that amongst Republicans than there really is. I think when it comes to Never Trump people, they come in all different shapes and sizes, and I think they're people following their individual conscience and I wouldn't want them to do anything other than that. But
is there a danger, though?
Reality. What do you say?
Is there a danger, though, for Hillary Clinton? It's such a strategy, and she's doing so much of it, trotting out the Republicans and quoting Ronald Reagan. And she said yesterday this election shouldn't be about ideology. She already is on shaky ground with the Bernie Sanders radical left. I mean, they're not going to like that.
Well, the fact is this. Every time Hillary Clinton tries to move to the middle and be Republican-ish, watch those Jill Stein numbers.
Jill Stein.
They begin to grow. That's a real threat to her.
All right, Matt.
Very good stuff, Matt. Always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Schlepp, American Conservative Union, and apparently long-suffering husband of a hot Latino woman, Mercedes Schlapp, our good friend here. Hot-tempered Latino woman, I meant to say. We want your calls. What's your impression of Donald Trump's speech yesterday and his trip to Mexico? Was this a home run, or are you still skeptical? 888-630-WMAL.
Now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a little complicated this morning. We have some rain showers mixed with this commute. So extra time, please take it easy as you head out and about in the Bowie area. Closed is 450. They've shut that down between Route 3 and Racetrack Road. A tree down, utility pole and wires all need to be repaired, so be closed for some time. Through Annapolis and Bowie, 50, your lanes are open. 50 inside the Beltway, we have our normal stop and go to head down to DC 295, pushing south toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Had the stalled car on New York Avenue inbound before you get to Bladensburg Road. Now, let's get you around the region on 66. It's been the struggle in Centerville with a long-standing crash on the shoulder. Big delays trying to push through Manassas up to 28 Centerville, then briefly beyond at Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. 270, big lineup now out of Frederick, off and on down to Clarksburg, and again now in toward Gaithersburg and Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, high of 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 66, and then tomorrow, sunny day, some clouds, high of 82. We're keeping an eye on the impact of the tropical storm activity to our south. Most importantly, those tropical storms hitting the Carolina coast. That could be affecting our weather in a significant way over the weekend, so watch that space. Right now, 77 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 717.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You heard right. 77 degrees at 717.
Wow. There's a lot of sevens in that.
So what was the bigger deal for you yesterday? Donald Trump playing statesman, standing alongside the president of Mexico.
We are united by our support for democracy, a great love for our people, and the contributions of millions of Mexican Americans to the United States.
Or Donald Trump coming back to Arizona late last night and delivering a barn burner.
Number one, are you ready? Are you ready? We will build a great wall along the southern border.
888-630-9625. You hear that crowd in Arizona.
Well, they're pumped up.
They are. And if you live in a border state, you passionately believe that we need to do something about our border security.
Larry, yesterday was a big day in this campaign. I mean, I really mean this. And I think Matt was right. It's pivotal. His numbers are starting to tighten. There's some momentum toward Trump. Hillary's numbers are starting to erode. And then he goes and has a great meeting in Mexico. The optics of that are fantastic. He looks very presidential. He walks away looking very presidential and very measured and very reasonable, which are all things that go against what the Democrats say he is. Then he goes to Phoenix and he reiterates that, you know, his position, his key position on immigration, and gives a barn burner of a speech. And I like every single item on this list of things that he talked about as far as his immigration policy. I mean, really, I'm enthusiastic about what happened yesterday and feeling a lot better about where things are today.
I think you're right, and so because of that, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
Are you ready for a prediction? Sometime between, because I think you're right, I think that the polls are tightening, and I think that Donald Trump helped himself quite a bit yesterday. Sometime between now and the first debate, which is what, September 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
So sometime in the next 3 weeks, there's going to be a dirty trick is going to be this campaign's version of the 47% video about Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. There's going to be either a hidden video or there's going to be some story coming out of a Mother Jones or one of the left-wing rags that will, I think it's going to be an expose on Melania Trump's immigration status when she was young in this country doing modeling, and somehow they're going to find evidence that they believe proves that Melania Trump was here working illegally. Something like that. I predict that that's going to happen between now and the debate, because this is the Clintons. All right. Mm. We know what they're capable of. What do you think? How about Joe in Woodbridge? You're on WMAL. Go, Joe.
Hey, guys, I think it was a win-win for Trump. I mean, let's face it, for 7 years we've put up with a president who has not had our back. And in one trip to Mexico and in one speech, he showed that he was a world leader and that he's got the backs of the American people and the American worker.
Yeah, and his priority, every statement that he made down there was, I want what's best for the United States of America. And I don't, as an American citizen, I don't feel like every time one of my leaders goes down to Mexico, that's necessarily the priority all the time. Dick in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. What did you think of yesterday's trip to Mexico?
I thought it was so refreshing for the first time, in my opinion, to see him be a future president with diplomatic strategies and immigration strategies. As long as he doesn't flip-flop, you know, I know that word was used earlier this morning. As long as he doesn't keep flip-flopping on this immigration thing, he is a solid candidate. I've been doubtful about him because I grew up in New York and I know him from the early days, but he is my solid candidate. And if he continues the way he is right now, he will be our president.
Dick, was he your candidate in March when Virginia had their primary?
Yes.
He was.
I was nervous. I okay. was at, my God, what am I voting for? You know, am I just being allegiant to the Republican Party?
Yeah.
But now I am. Now I feel if he stays on track, this is a viable candidate for president.
All right, Dick. I think that's a big part of the strategy, by the way. All right, more of your calls on yesterday's Trump campaign visit to Mexico and his speech on immigration coming up in a moment. It's 7:22.
Calling all men. Herbal Store 24/7 has a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 60 pills for just $99 and start jumping on the bed with your partner. Hurry. Limited time offer. Call 1-800-781-1219. 1-800-781-1219. HerbalStore247.com. Be the man you were meant to be.
Ted, Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience buying a car. When you're going to buy a car, aren't you, whether it's new or pre-owned, aren't you sort of concerned about whether this car is going to give you a whole bunch of hassles and problems? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt. They are so confident in the vehicles that they sell you that they've got a program called Ted Britt for Life. They guarantee that car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's for all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you know, you got to have confidence in the vehicle. And you should also feel great about the deals you're getting. The Ted Britt Labor Day blowout is going on right now. You're going to be thrilled with these deals. Ted Britt has over 1,200 vehicles in stock. And we're talking a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. When you got that number of vehicles in stock, you can make some pretty good deals. They've also, Ted Britt does, has two Harley-Davidson locations. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt so you can see what kind of great service you're going to get from these guys. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
I have a question for you. When it comes time, will you have enough money to retire? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, professional real estate investor and trainer. And if the answer to that is no, I can show you how to change that. Call now and get a free copy of my new DVD, Fortunes and Flipping, and learn about opportunities to wholesale and flip properties, whether you have good or bad credit or little to no money. I'll also show you how to outinvest inflation and take control of your financial future with my three-step system to find, fund, Land and Flip that teaches you how to get in, get out, and get paid. I'll even show you how to get your retirement money invested in real estate and out of that risky stock market.
Call 1-800-614-9656 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping DVD. Call 800-614-9656 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-9656. That's 800-614-9656. Call now.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, some good news in this busy commute. The accident completely cleared now. Virginia 66 eastbound has come up to 28 Centerville, but that's giving us pretty sizable backups when it was there. So out of Gainesville, keep alert, 66, with that stop and go through Centerville. But again, nothing left to check out. 395, just off the Beltway, I'm seeing the heavy volume, and that looks pretty much continuous to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had lanes open. Pennsylvania Avenue in through town as you try to get past Branch Avenue. It was the crash along the right side. VDOT trying to clear that completely, waiting for that tow truck. And on New York Avenue, it was broken down before you get to Bladensburg Road. Beltway starts to bog down Maryland a bit through Largo and toward New Carrollton. Then topside are typical tie-ups. In Tabui, 450 closed between Route 3 and Racetrack Road. Accident brought down a tree and wires. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. Isolated thunderstorms, 82 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow in the 80s. And if we do get a brush with that storm, it'll be about later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 7:26.
It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish and love us.
It's amazing to me that in 2016 America, that's a controversial statement by a man who wants to be president, that we reserve the sovereign right to choose the immigrants that we want to come here, rather than, no, are you kidding? We're obligated to just open up the doors. Anyone who wants to live here, we've got to take them. Really? Where did that come from? Mercedes in Germantown, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say I will definitely vote for Donald Trump now that after his speech yesterday. I am American of Mexican descent, and my mother came here many years ago the right way, and she worked very hard to learn the language. She didn't expect anybody to speak Spanish when she came here. She expected to speak English because she knew where she was. And I will definitely vote for him. I'm very tired of going to stores and asking for help and no one speaking English.
Is that a new position for you, Mercedes?
I'm sorry?
Is that a new position for you?
No, I was sort of on the fence. Yeah. Well, I certainly would never vote for Hillary, but I wasn't sure about Donald Trump because, you know, he has a tendency to be a little bit of a hothead. But this one particular stance that he has on immigration, I've always been...
Thanks, Mercedes. And she is a daughter of a Mexican immigrant. That's one more vote in Maryland for Donald Trump. Thank you for calling, Mercedes, and we're proud to have you as a listener. It's 7:28.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Coming up, Larry Hogan's executive decision to extend summer vacation for all Maryland schools beyond Labor Day has not sat well with everyone in the state. Montgomery County School Board President Michael Dorso will be our guest up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. So much for playing nice. After spending the afternoon meeting cordially with the president of Mexico, Donald Trump returned to the U.S. last night for a speech in Phoenix, laying out a hardline stance on immigration. Trump leveled some of his toughest words for U.S. cities and counties that insist on harboring illegal immigrants.
The sanctuary cities that have resulted in so many needless deaths. Cities that refuse to cooperate with federal authorities will not receive taxpayer dollars, and we will work with Congress to pass legislation to protect those jurisdictions that do assist federal authorities.
Trump also said there will be no amnesty for those living illegally in the U.S. if he becomes president. August could not end soon enough for the people of Chicago, who saw 90 murders in the month, the deadliest in America's third largest city in 20 years. 471 people have been murdered in Chicago so far this year. That's a 50% increase over 2015. A similar rise has been seen in non-fatal shootings, more than 2,300 so far, mostly on the south and west sides, and most involving African Americans. August in D.C. will be remembered for its heat, 22 days of 90 or higher. We'll actually see a few days of highs in the 80s now, but don't get too excited.
Temperatures will likely rebound and become much warmer than normal as we head into next week, and long-term climate trends do show that above normal temperatures are favored well into the month of September.
Forecaster Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service says we also have to keep an eye on Tropical Storm Hermine, which could impact our Labor Day weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,400, the NASDAQ at 52,13. In sports, the Nats sweep the Phillies, the Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and remember the name Mac Brown. He was not likely to make the Redskins roster, but he might have played his way in after running for 149 yards in a dripping wet 20-13 win over the Bucks in Tampa. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain, very intense, can make your eyes water. It makes you walk funny because you're trying to get pressure off your heel. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do. And I was driving past the Good Feet store. I mean, why not? Give it a try.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Teresa actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way. See what we can do for you at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Annapolis or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound. Big delays. Just the heavy volume has come out of Frederick and really most of the way down through to the Beltway. Not much of relief along the way. In Clarksburg, that's about our best stretch on 270. Jammed is the top side, College Park and into Silver Spring. Bowie still with the closure. If you didn't hear, 450. They have that closed between Route 3 and Racetrack Road. Repairs being done to utility pole and wires from an earlier crash. Inbound on Pennsylvania Avenue at Branch Avenue. The accident cleared outside the Beltway on Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue between Woodyard and Dower House Road. Pretty solid lineup there. 66 East in Centerville. Crash completely gone, but coming out of Gainesville really put the jam on the trip this morning. Gainesville to Centerville, Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, and then briefly at the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. Isolated thunderstorms, 82 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow in the 80s. And if we do get a brush with that storm, it'll be about later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 75 in Burke, 72 in Beltsville, 76 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:37. Let's keep things rolling here with so much in the news. We want to get right to it. At 8:05, Colonel Angelia Holbrook, a garrison commander over at Fort Belvoir, will be our guest. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, a big announcement yesterday by the governor of Maryland down in Ocean City. He says, look, starting next year, school is not going to start until after Labor Day, and it's going to end by June 15th. That was well-received in Ocean City. How was it received in school boards around the state of Maryland? Well, joining us now on the line to give us his perspective is Michael Durso, president of the Montgomery County Public School Board of Education. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so the governor says Labor Day is when it's going to start, and it's going to end by June 15th. The folks down in Ocean City really seemed to like that. What was your reaction?
Well, as you probably know, in the entire state of Maryland, Worcester County, which is the home of Ocean City, is the only school district that currently starts after Labor Day. About half of us started this week, as we did in Montgomery County on Monday the 29th, and about the other half started actually last week. When the governor mentioned this, and I think at least as a surprise to some, was also the end date. So we're now squeezing in the calendar. For us, for example, if that was happening this year, we would have the 5 days of this week. We're currently in day four. And then if we ended on the 15th, our current end for this year would take another 6 days. I really don't know where we would make up those 11 days within that current time frame. We have negotiated days with our employee associations. Snow is always a wild card in the winter, with snow makeup days frequently being added on to the end. So I think I understand the governor's position. I don't know if there was any local input from other school systems. I don't think we were contacted, and I think it's really going to be problematic.
So here's what I'm not understanding, though, because Comptroller Peter Franco, a Democrat who was standing alongside Governor Hogan and was very much behind this move as well, he was with us earlier in the program, and he said, you know, all these extra days that many of these school districts, like you just laid out here, sir, all these extra days that it's going to take to fill in the school year, that's only because there are so many days off in the school year right now. And he says, according to polls, parents right now believe that there are way too many of these days off. Why can't you pull back on some of those?
Well, in all honesty, we may have no choice. I think at some point the legislators in Annapolis might weigh in on this. But
well, I mean, let me just give a concrete example instead of speaking esoterically here. Montgomery County started this week. Then you're going to have Monday off for Labor Day. So that's a four-day week. And then the very next Monday after that, you're going to have a day off for administrative purposes. Well, what is that about? Why do you have to have a day off 2 weeks into the school calendar where you've only had one full week anyway? You've only had 9 days of school, and you get a day off for administrative purposes?
Understood. And so let's, for the sake of discussion, let's take that a little further. So we'll scratch that day. So now we have 10 left to find to make a difference.
Well, let me just make some suggestions. October 3rd, no school. November 7th and 8th, no school. Early release on November 10th and 11th. I mean, I look at the calendar. I have a student in Montgomery County Schools. And by the way, I think you do a fine job of educating my kid. But I do hear all of these stories. Teacher wasn't in class today. Administrative day. A special training for the teachers. Why can't we start cutting back on that stuff and actually make the teachers stay in the classroom and teach the kids?
Well, the flip side of that argument is that education, unlike any other entity, has minimal time for training of staff. And to just expect teachers to go from day one to day 180 without any other involvement in being able to work and improve, I think is kind of unrealistic. Those days can and should be, and obviously now will be looked at. But I have to tell you, I really think the governor, Mr. Franco, and Mr. Franco has been adamant about this Labor Day situation for a long time. I just don't think it's as well thought out as maybe they have led the public to believe.
How is it that Worcester County has been able to do this? And according to Mr. Franco, I've not checked his data, but according to him, the Worcester County School District is ranked top in the state, and they've had this schedule.
I can't speak for Worcester County, but if it's such a good idea, why would the other 23 jurisdictions not be doing that? I mean, we're kind of comparing apples and oranges, and I think every local jurisdiction has some special considerations. Take the other end of the county, other end of the state, excuse me, Garrett County, which has considerable snow each year. For them to start after Labor Day, you know, they could end up finishing in July, and I don't think anybody wants that.
Will you be protesting this in Annapolis? Are you going to be making a pilgrimage up there and as soon as the session is back in January and trying to fight against this?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some discussions with our legislators. Keep in mind, we're not even 24 hours from this announcement by the governor. So,
well, you know what? We're the media. We want action. We want action right now.
No, understand.
I'm teasing you.
And so do we. I just think it's a larger issue beyond Labor Day and June 15th in terms of, you know, the local systems really have the authority and really who knows best for how to deal with their students and their communities.
Gotcha. You know, sadly, we have to leave it there, but we do appreciate you joining us. Michael Dorso, the president of the School Board of Montgomery County. We want you to weigh in on this. Do you agree with the idea of extending summer vacation to Labor Day? And do you also agree that Larry Hogan can do this as an executive order, or do you think that the local school district should have their say? 888-630-WMAL.
It's now 744 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
So the kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets, they're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. That's right. Zero Res is that good. The heavy traffic patterns, the wine spills, all that will be totally gone after a Zero Res clean. With a Zero Res cleaning, stains, pet accidents, dirt, allergens, contaminants, pet fur, all removed. And they always guarantee their work. Zero Res also does a great job on hardwood floors, tile, grout, restoring to them to their like-new condition. Why don't you call Zero Res today? Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
745 now. WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy commute. 395 just got a little busier. The crash in the backups as you approach Duke Street. Northbound 395. It looks like the right lane is blocked, but I'm watching commuters able to make that exit to go onto Duke Street. So do watch. We do have police at the scene. 395 right near Duke. That's in the backups. That's continuous to the 14th Street Bridge. For 66 out of Gainesville, still a solid lineup trying to push through Manassas. We had an earlier crash in Centerville. Now that has been cleared. Woodbridge on the Prince William Parkway just west of I-95 for accident cleanup. Heads up on 270 southbound. Again, we've had a long lineup most of the way out of Frederick and down through to Rockville. Now we have a crash right where 70 and 15 all merge together to go 270 south. We still have additional fire and rescue. So again, everyone in that stretch, Frederick, keep alert. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, isolated thunderstorms, 82 degrees, sunshine tomorrow in the 80s. And if we do get a brush with that storm, it'll be about later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now, 747.
All right, so what do you think about this idea of starting school in Maryland after Labor Day and finishing up on June 15th, no later? You just heard from the president of the Montgomery County School Board. He's got some issues with it. We'd like to know what you think about the idea. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Todd in Montgomery County, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, a couple of things. The reason why other schools haven't weighed in support of this is obviously because of the teachers' union. But here's my larger comment. Our kids at the age of 9 are mobile, device, and tech savvy. So when it comes to school days, when are our schools going to be using Skype and things like this so that students can sign in and get remote teaching from our teachers? That is something that every school district should be doing for innovation. There should be absolutely no excuse they can't do that.
Thank you. And by the way, your comment about teachers unions, that is true. And school boards are largely elected on a slate put up by the teachers' union.
Yep,
so the teachers' unions have a tremendous amount of influence in the way the school board makes its policies.
Oh, there are other interest groups that have influence as well. You heard me reference this day off that Montgomery County has, Monday, September 12th, right? And I asked Mr. Dorso specifically, why do you have that day off? Why do you need to take a day off after only 9 days of school? He didn't answer the question. Do you know why he didn't answer the question? Because everyone forgets. This September 12th, day off for Montgomery County, this was the compromise that was reached with Muslim activists who demanded a Muslim holiday. They are taking the holy day of Eid al-Adha off, but they couldn't call it that. Remember, they decided, we're not going to take any religious holidays, so we're going to have an administrative teacher's day on September 12th. That, so it's not just the union. You're it's also other right. interest groups who push for days off.
Yeah. How about Tim in Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you all are doing well today. Wanted to say my daughter just graduated, and, you know, you talk about SOLs. They end about 3 weeks before the end of the year. Ask your kids what they do for the last 3 weeks in school.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about
that. A
lot
of time wasted at the end of the year.
You're exactly right.
Greg in Leesburg, you're on WMAL.
Gentlemen, good morning. Yeah, as a conservative and a guy who likes to see the federal government out of education and educational issues made at the what I would refer to as the county seat level, I would prefer that these kinds of decisions be made at the county, city, township level, where the community can weigh in, where the rubber meets the road. This kind of stuff really... The good decisions get made when the heat is applied at the local level, and the school board or the county board or whoever it is gets to get face to face with the parents, administrators, county employees, whatever may happen, and whoever may happen to be. And that's where I think the best decisions are made.
Greg, I don't disagree with you, and it is one of my greater concerns about how this is being done. I think ultimately each school district should have their own say. And just so you know, the governor's response as a Republican, you know, he likes local control too. What he said is, listen, nothing's stopping the local school districts from setting their own calendar. All we're saying is the calendar has to begin here and end there. Whether that washes with you or not, I don't know. I'm not sure it washes with me.
It's 7:51 on WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
7:53, time to check in with the CNBC News Report with Chuck Kamlick. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning. Let's start with the fresh news on the labor market. Chicago research firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says just 32,000 layoffs were announced last month. That's down 22% from last year. Most of the cuts this time came from the computer industry, no surprise. Tomorrow, we expect the Labor Department to report 180,000 new jobs were added in August. Ahead of that report, stocks are expected to rise today. Apple keeps about $180 billion in cash offshore overseas. Now CEO Tim Cook promises to repatriate billions of that money to the U.S. next year, although he didn't say how much. Campbell Soup lost $81 million last quarter. Sales fell, too, because of problems with its Campbell Fresh business, specifically a recall of carrots and carrot ingredients. And moving on to Christmas, Walmart starts its holiday layaway program tomorrow, always a big business for that store. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395. Looks like we have a second crash right between Edsel Road, Duke Street. Oh, and I'm watching Fire and Rescue get everything over to the right shoulder. Right now, just the left lane is getting by. 395 northbound, again, between Edsel Road and Duke Street, dealing with two incidents. And for safety, VDOT trucks are going to keep that right lane still blocked. It's been a busy morning on 66, but lanes currently open. Heavy Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Fairfax police tell me they're dealing with some signal lights that are dark on the Reston Parkway and on stretches of Barron Cameron Avenue as well. They're trying to get police to direct through those intersections, so keep alert. On 270 southbound out of Frederick at 85, that crash over to the shoulder, that's now within the backups that take us most of the way down through to the Beltway. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably better to talk about the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. Could have some impacts from a tropical system currently in the Gulf of Mexico. Today with a front coming in, just isolated showers, thunderstorms, and 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Tidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 75 degrees at 7:57.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Want to know the secret that those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Is that flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You will learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 1-800-863-7614 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-863-7614. 1-800-863-7614. Call now.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Coming up on WMAO,
we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN.
And Angelia Holbrook is a colonel and the commander of the garrison at Fort Belvoir, and she'll be our guest in just a moment.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and